Paul Dar visited a remote island in the Aleutian chain this summer. His description of it could be that of almost any island in the region.
The southern portion of the island was grass-covered, lush green vegetation, a lot of wildflowers throughout, lots of birds, no trees, no woody shrubs, starkly beautiful.
But Dar isn't describing just any Aleutian island. He's a contractor for the U.S. Department of Energy, and he's describing Amchitka, the island where the Atomic Energy Commission set off the largest nuclear explosion in the history of the world. The Kanakan nuclear test, in 1971, was 400 times more powerful than the bomb that the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima. It was detonated a mile beneath the surface of the Earth, and the explosion created a crater a mile across on Amchitka. It was the third and final atomic bomb detonated on the island, and all three left deposits of radioactive waste deep within the heart of Amchitka. This week, the Department of Energy moved supervision of the Amchitka blast site from its environmental management program to its legacy management program. The move signals that the department doesn't consider Amchitka to be an active concern anymore, although DOE project manager Tom Pauling says that monitoring of the site will continue.
That's not to say there's absolute zero contamination, but at this point, the ecosystem has a clean bill of health from radioactivity.
But Pam Miller, a former scientist for Greenpeace, says the problem lies in the radioactive material buried beneath the island. Miller visited Amchitka with Greenpeace in 1996, and she says the DOE's plan for the island is reckless.
I think the federal government is in major denial. I think it's potentially a dangerous site for thousands of years to come because of the nature of the highly radioactive waste that is poorly contained within those blast cavities in an area that's one of the most seismically active areas in the world.
The Aleutians sit along the boundary of two major tectonic plates. Dozens of quakes, some with a magnitude as high as 6.7, rocked the island in July. And some geophysicists have expressed concern for what could happen to Amchitka's radioactive waste if a major earthquake were to hit the island. Tom Pauling says the DOE is taking those concerns into account.
We are comfortable that's an avenue that at least has been looked at. We will continue to look at that. We have as part of our plan to monitor seismic activity. We're working with state agencies as to what would be an appropriate response to a earthquake in the area, and so that's part of our planning activities.
Doug Dasher of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says that the state wants to make sure the monitoring is done by a local group, rather than contractors from the lower 48, because of the high stakes for communities in the Aleutians.
There are people that do travel through that area. There are commercial fishing areas around Amchitka. There are subsistence areas around Amchitka, too. And you're looking at a situation that the radionuclides, though they will decrease in level over time, for some of them you're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. Most of the modeling shows that there would be very little leakage over time, but those are models. You've still got what's really happening out in the real world.
And on Alaska, I'm Charles Homans.